Reva Babes, this is Alyssa, CEO and co-founder of RevAssist Training and Development Center. We provide both paid and free training for aspiring real estate virtual assistants, equipping you with hands-on experiences that will help you understand the real tasks of a Reva even before you land a client.
So this show is created to be the safe sanctuary for aspiring freelancers, providing encouraging and inspiring stories, as well as Reva or freelancing advice and information from other VAs, coaches, and gurus. Welcome to the RevaPod, where real estate virtual assistants call home. All right, guys. So we have a very special guest today. As you can see naman sa ating title. So, we have here Miss Christine. Siya ay isang Reva, real estate VA, coach, trainer, lead manager. Ang dami, my gosh. So, Miss Christine is very known for her ability to motivate others and help them reach their goals. And of course, she helped her family members and still aim to help more people. Kaya naman nandito dito sa kasama natin si Miss Christine today. So, hi Miss Christine.
Hello Coach Isa. So, again, I'm super blessed and grateful no na nag-collab tayo today and I was able to meet you na din. Yes, I've been following your social media account, especially on TikTok talaga. And hindi naman since day one, but nakita ko talaga yung yung success mo sa pagdami ng mga followers mo and of course yung mga naniniwala sa iyo kasi ay parang nakita ko talaga yung sarili ko sa iyo let me give you guys an overview na din. I started freelancing 2018, so that time hindi pa talaga pandemic. Onti pa lang, meron madami ng Pinoy talaga na nagwo-work from home pero hindi pa siya ganun ka-in-demand. So na-try ko yung mag-create ako ng content on how to become working from home mom or freelancer pero hindi pa ganun kadami yung audience. Siguro it's not my time then nung time na yon. Pero nung napapanood kita, sabi ko, natural lang siya. I mean, the way you look, your background, mom na mom. So, nakakatawa talaga.
Oh, pero alam mo, super nagulat ako kasi ikaw lang ata sa lahat ng guests namin yung nag-reach out to help. Kasi most of the time, kami talaga yung parang mag-reach out if they want to attend or mag-guest, ganyan. Tapos ikaw talagang very genuine that you want to help other people. So, sobrang thank you for that. Pero, ayan, so, I believe you have, sige, my question is, bakit mo naisipan na mag-work from home?
Well, actually, let me answer your confusion kung bakit parang nag-reach out ako sa'yo. Kasi natutuwa din ako, super friendly ka. In a way na you're commenting to other people You're greeting Christmas, you're greeting, Women's Day, yung mga ganun, tapos you're liking So, napaka down to earth mo din talaga. And I know we have the same goal, to let people know how beneficial, how convenient, and how to become successful talaga no, while working from home. Kasi nakita ko successful ka, you're a mother of two. And I guess that's my main reason. I actually prepared a presentation. Share ko lang yung screen ko. So, ayun.
Yes, I love it.
It's just a simple presentation just to give you guys an overview on my journey as a freelancer. So first and foremost, yes, I'm Christine David. I'm a real estate virtual assistant both for investors and realtors, not just in US but also in Australia. So my clients are both in Australia and United States. So, same as your goal, gusto ko din talaga, especially for mothers like us, I actually started my family at a very young age, 19 years old, and that's the time also that I decided to be a call center agent. Kasi it's gonna give us higher compensation. But I was a working student na nun with McDonald's. Pero yun nga, I got pregnant and I have to stop. And then yun, I have to switch to BPO industry. Napakagandang ano rin, foundation na we have that experience. Pero, you know, because it help you learn the skill, especially the communication skill, because we are dealing with other people in the other country, and English is our, you know, what do you call it?
Global universal language.
Universal language, yeah. But right now, when I started freelancing and get to use to work to clients directly, parang na-feel ko na hindi naman siya ganun ka-importante sa kanila. As long as you can communicate, you're understandable, you can understand English, and I guess that's fine for them. So right now, I'm helping Australian clients and American clients for real estate field. I'm an acquisition officer. I'm an appointment setter. Yes, I'm still doing cold calling, prospecting. So I also manage their emails, MLS for realtor side. I also experience managing LinkedIn account. Of course, their calendar, because that's very important, and listing marketing. So this was actually me, 2018. I remembered, just to give you guys a short kwento lang. And yung laptop ko actually second hand siya. Pero hindi ko siya binili, pinahiram lang siya. Tapos yung isang laptop na hawak ko, super baba ng specs. Tapos yun na, tatlo na yung kids ko that time. They are also in good ages, sunod-sunod sila. Like, I have 9 na yung panganay, 7, and then 6. So, parang ang laki talagang tulong na nakapag-work from home ako. My husband, siya yung full-time dad. Siya yung nag-aalaga sa mga kids.
Parehas talaga tayo. Oh my God.
And as you can see, no, nakatira kami sa probinsya, sa bukid. When we say bukid, talagang yung likod ng bahay namin, ganyan, talahib, may mga tanim. And this is the overview. So I'm actually living in the province of Batangas. So ganyan, may dagat sa harap namin, sobrang lapit lang. And that time, walang DSL. Alam mo yun, walang fiber. So, pero meron wireless internet connection. So yun yung modem na wireless, pero may antenna sa bubong ng bahay mo. Parang ganun. So nag-start ako noon. So I actually... I was a call center agent. I was born and raised sa Pasig City. Pero sabi ng asawa ko, nag-decide kami na sa side naman niya tumira. So we've been living in my parents' house for quite a while. Nung lumalaki na yung mga bata, nag-decide kami sa side naman niya. Medyo malayo nga naman din yung Batangas and Pasig. Wala kaming sasakyan. So yes, I have requested a lateral transfer. Luckily, yung call center company has a site in Lipa. So, I was able to transfer. Same company pa din.
Oh, okay. Ang galing naman. So, talagang nag-giveaway ka para kay partner naman.
Mm-hmm. Opo. At saka, since lumaki tayo sa city, we wanna try different environment. So, parang ang sarap din. Kasi wala kami probinsya eh. Probinsya namin, Leyte. So, hindi ako masyado nakakapunta doon.
Oh my God. Kaya talaga siguro tayo connect kasi from Leyte din ako.
Ah, talaga? Oh, so may ginadyungan kami. I'm not sure saan kayo sa Leyte.
Well, si Papa, actually I've never been there, pero sabi nila baby pa daw ako noon. So Samar tsaka Katbalogan. So para sa mom and dad.
Waray-waray ka pala.
Waray maganda.
Paray upay. Actually, mga pinsan ko, nanonood yan for sure from Leyte, Tacloban, saka siguro may iba din na nasa ginansyongan. So, pero same din sa'yo, baby pa ako nung huli. So, namiss ko yung dagat and napakaganda talaga ng probinsya ng Batangas and kaya hindi naman ako nagsisi lumipat. Ang struggle ko that time, walang call center company dyan sa Lemery. So, the call center site is in Lipa. It's 46 kilometers away.
How many hours is that from your home?
My work was morning shift kasi New Zealand account siya. So 2 a.m. yung start. I usually parang travel na ng mga 12, 1 through bus. So maaga, mabilis. Pero pag-uwian na, kasi sabay mo yung mga estudyante, tagal, 4 hours talaga.
Gosh, so like about 6 hours just for commute.
Exactly. Tapos, yeah, to make the story short, sabi ko, hindi ko yata kakayanin. And ayoko naman mag-resign kasi we were renting eh. Even though we're living na malapit sa in-laws, I decided to rent kasi I want to have a space. Kasi you have your family na eh. You want to learn how to be independent, especially in taking care of the kids, giving them, you're planning ba sa buhay nyo bilang isang pamilya. Ganun. So, narinig ko na yung work from home. Medyo meron na rin. Akong narinig, online English teacher sila, ganyan. So, what I did, I studied it myself. Parang sabi ko, okay, sige, try ko nga online English teaching while working pa kay corporate kasi I don't wanna resign eh. So, tama naman yung naging decision ko. Hindi mo na mag-resign. Kasi, if you're a new online English teacher, the income is not stable pa.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You have to market yourself sa mga students and hindi pa ganun kadami yung bookings mo kasi you're new. So sabi ko, mukhang hindi ito yung gusto ko. And then I started joining freelancing groups. Unang-una na dyan yung group na for mommies and that's where I learned talaga.
Ano to, FH moms ba to?
Yes! Oo.
I know, kasi dyan din ako, diba?
Si Mami, ang pangalan niya, nakalimutan ko to, sobrang tagal na 2018 pa. Piniam ko talaga siya.
Oh, talaga? Oh my gosh. Pero,
Mami Karen?
Yeah, basta short hair siya, nitong mga nakaraan nakikita ko sa YouTube. Pero ang dami din nilang natulungan. Kasi doon ka makaka-relate eh, diba? You want to work from home, plus you're a mom pa. So doon ka talaga makaka-relate, diba?
Totoo, sobrang relate, sobrang inspired ako that time to the point na, oh, yung galing! Yung mga members, syempre nag-share ng mga stories nila, success nila, and also yung mga clients nila giving them, you know, not benefits but bonuses, yung mga generous clients, nakaka-inspire talaga.
Aww.
Pero I've learned na, sorry, ano po?
Yeah, ang sarap talaga sa feeling pag ganun. Lalo pag naalala ko din yan kasi nababasa ko din yun before. Tapos meron pa akong doubts noon na, totoo kaya to? Sa bahay lang? May ganyan ka din, di ba? Parang,
oo.
Talaga ba? Ganito kalaki? Tapos nasa bahay ka lang? Paano? Anong ginagawa nyo? Di ba?
Tsaka, ang lalaki talaga, like $1,000, especially pag Pasko na, yan na, ang dami na magpo-post yan. Matatameme ka na lang talaga sa nakukuha nilang bonuses. Including their, you know, salary din.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun, na-inspire ako. I studied it myself. I didn't enroll. Although they offer training then. And also a lot of other, you know, agencies or people are offering trainings. Pero sabi ko, kaya ko. Kasi, baka naman, kasi laking tulong din eh. Like you, Miss Coach Isa, talagang pag pinanood yung TikTok mo, informative eh. Hindi, parang andun na lahat, di ba? Parang you're giving it all for free. The materials, your videos.
Aww.
Parang, focusing on real estate talaga siya. Tapos napakadali niyang unawain at intindihin. Kaya-kaya talaga ng mga newbie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, yun, I created my online jobs.ph account. I actually submitted my application sa Upwork that time, pero ang higpit nila. Kasi ang ginalagay ko lang doon, customer service, technical support, kasi yun lang yung meron akong experience. Ewan ko, nade-decline ako sa Upwork. So sabi ko, sige, online jobs.ph na lang tayo. So from there po hanggang ngayon, to be honest, doon lang po ako naghahanap ng client.
Talaga? Never kang nag-Upwork?
Never po. Up until now na medyo luwag na sila, especially na ang dami na nagta-transition to online world. Yeah. Hindi ko, And I will share later bakit and anong sekreto to find real estate clients.
There you go. Okay.
Pero yes, to answer your question, totoo po. Dalawa lang yung platform na ginagamit ko since 2018, onlinejobs.ph and Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Ayan, so medyo nung gumaganda na yung kita natin, andyan na, kailangan mo ng, may mga demand ka na, gusto mo na mag-invest. So this is my first ever investment. Alam mo ba yan, Coach Isa?
Ano to, di ba parang electric car something?
Yun ang akala ng lahat. Pero it's, may motor siya. I mean, it's a tricycle kasi three yung wheels, pero di gasolina siya.
Oh, akala ko electric.
Hindi. So, sabi ko, yun yung kaya kong parang i-invest at first. So, yun. Ang tawag dyan, Badja. Badja RE. Yung tinatawag yun ng tuktok. I'm not sure if meron sa Metro Manila yan, ha?
Okay. Parang wala sa Metro, pero nakakarinig ako. So, this is for another income? Ganyan ba?
Oo. I was planning na yung husband ko mag-school service while I'm working from home. Alam mo yun? Kasi nasa bahay na lang din naman ako. So, that time na medyo okay na yung sahod, yan ang in-invest namin.
Ooh, ang galing. How long did it take you before you'll be able to invest like this?
I guess I started 2018. Just 1 year lang po. 2019, I was able to buy that.
And this is
although like, it's not cash. It's a financing.
Okay. Yun sana yung next good question. Is this bought in cash after a year? Kasi yun yung normal na nila, iniisip nila, ganun kalaki yung kita, siguro cash to, diba? So, at least malinaw guys. Malinaw, ha? Okay.
Pero, ang monthly niya is 7,000 pesos.
Okay, there you go. Laki pa din, ha?
Hindi na lang kotse na, no? Pero kasi, there was a tragedy na nangyari dito sa atin sa Batangas. No? Do you guys remember yung Taal eruption? I mean, yung Taal volcano eruption?
Parang umabot dito sa sa Manila yung ashes niyan. Yep. Yeah.
It happened kasi 2020. And luckily, yun, may ganyan na kami. So we were able to invest that parang vehicle para din sa safety kasi siya ang tagal niya mag-settle down. Hindi ako nagkaroon ako ng anxiety disorder kasi experience namin nandiyan lang kami sa malapit lang sa Taal. Mm-mm. Kaya yon, thank God no, I was able to purchase that and have at least an emergency vehicle for my kids. Iba kasi pag nasa probinsya kay hindi naman 24 hours yung commute. Uh-huh. And yung mga
And so even nga daw grabe kasi parang Food Panda lang ata ang available sa Batangas, tama ba? Kasi
especially sa Lemery kasi libliban talaga siya. Medyo okay. Nasa
there
and yun nga, naglagay lang ako dyan ng the only thing that will stop you, you know, from fulfilling your dreams is you. So, marami din ako naging struggle to be honest while working from home. Hindi siya naging maganda at first. Bakit kamo? Kasi hindi real estate yung una kong na land na client. It's a US based din, pero alam niyo yung telemarketing for health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
It's hardcore sale.
Oh, my God. Ganyan yun si partner ko.
Yung are you assured now? Talagang tanggalan sila doon pag hindi mo nami-meet yung quota. So, sabi ko, hindi to stable. Pero competitive tayo, kaya hindi naman talaga tayo susuko agad-agad. So, we still tried. Nagtagal ako doon for 6 months, pero sobrang dali nilang magtanggal talaga. Lalo pag hindi mo nare-reach.
So, ibig sabihin ko, galing. Kasi tumagal lang 6 months,
diba? Naniwala lang siguro tayo sa sarili. Tsaka natakot ako kasi nagbabayad ako ng bahay. Nag-resign na kasi ako noon when I got that job. Sabi ko, okay na to kasi $3 an hour yung offer. So more or less, full-time siya. Magkano din yun before, diba?
Yeah.
Parang nasa 47 yata conversion nun before o nasa 15 na din. Pero that was 2018 nga.
And then
after that, wait lang. Ayan, gumawa na rin tayo ng house natin. Freelancer na rin ako niyan. So this was 2019 when we decided to get a property.
No more renting. Ang cute naman.
Actually, that time, it's still pre-selling. When we say pre-selling, di ba parang lupa pa lang? No houses yet. Parang being developed pa lang siya that time.
And then, parang nung time na to, mas mababa yung version na kuha kasi pre-selling, di ba? Pag ganun.
The amount of that, yes, I guess, compared sa kung kukuha ka sa kanila ngayon. Pero the selling price is 1.9 and there are lots of discounts daw. So, pumatak na lang siya ng 1.8. The reservation is 5,000 pesos. So, sa mga gusto po kumuha ng property, definitely I'm already a real estate virtual assistant na. Freelancing na po. So, they accept applicants as for freelancers, yung mga gustong kumuha ng house. Pero it depends. Alam ko, lahat ng developer nag-a-accept din. So, all you have to do, to be honest, is to present them your COE, your proof of income, especially yung mga bank proof, I mean, bank transfer and, you know, transactions mo. Yun lang, valid ID, and that's it. No need for ITR kasi number one din minsan tinatanong yun, to be honest, eh, yung ITR. If you're, as long as you have a TIN number, then definitely you're eligible. Kasi need nila yan eh for taxes in the future.
Oh, ayan, sa mga nagtatanong, alam ko may mga ano ko na nagtatanong din nito. Pero like COE, does it necessarily have to be, kasi I know you're not doing Upwork ka, pero sa Upwork kasi may binibigay silang PDF file or talagang kailangan bank transfer lang from your bank?
Kasi the COE that I requested from my clients are from their business talaga. So, there's the business name, my name, when I started, and the rate.
Okay.
Tapos, supporting document yung... Though I don't have payroll kasi wala naman kaming ganun. It's more on PayPal transaction. And going to my bank kasi it's linked to my bank eh, yung PayPal. So, yun okay. Lang. PayPal and bank transaction ang pinasa ko sa kanila.
Okay. Got it. O, di ba? Nag-take down notes sa column mo yan. Okay.
Ay, talaga ba? Sorry, hindi kita nakikita eh. Kasi
okay. Alright.
Yun lang. And valid IDs. And of course, reservation fee. Usually, reservation fee will be minimum of 5,000 pesos to 10,000. It depends on the unit that you will be getting. Kasi this unit that I got, it's an end unit. Ooh. And also, second floor siya. So, two stories. Yeah.
Alright.
Salipa na yan. Because, yun nga, yung Lemery nga, medyo, ano siya, ng Taal, affected siya. Super affected siya nung sumabog si Taal. So, we decided na salipa na kami kumuha ng house. Yeah. Ay, ho, kasi umalis sa Batangas eh. Iba talaga yung vibes ng ano, ng probinsya.
Oo. The peacefulness. Lalo kung laking city ka, parang hanap-hanapin mo na yung calm, yung peaceful environment. Diba?
Totoo. Although Lipa is already a city and marami na din talagang tao. Tapos mga malls, establishments, and traffic din. Pero yung site na kinuha ko, malapit siya sa bundok. And you know that Lipa is the second actually place, coldest place here in the Philippines yata. Tama ba? Number one is Baguio. Oh no, number three pala. Number one is Baguio, number two is Tagaytay, and number three is Lipa. Malamig siya dito.
Oh, there you go, guys. So if you want to buy houses in Lipa, balay nga maging kapitbahay nga pa si Miss Christy.
Oo naman. Don't hesitate to ask questions. Pero yes, I'm already a freelancer that time. Sabi nga nyan, never stop dreaming. So, hindi talaga ako tumigil kasi wala talaga akong kahit ano before. I started zero. Walang savings, walang properties, walang mamamana. Alam mo yun? So, sabi ko, I have to do it for my kids then para sa future nila. So... Yeah, my questions ka, Coach Isa. Ang dal-dal ko, no? Sorry na.
Yes, okay. Ang saya nga eh. Actually, meron dito si Angel Eve. I'm not sure if you want to answer this already, pero sabi niya, do you work with multiple clients at the same time?
Okay, like same hour, same time. No, I have to make sure na it's not parang hindi siya masasagasaan. So the I have three clients as of the moment. Actually four, because my husband's clients is also for me. So basically, I have to make sure na hindi sila magsasabay kasi I won't be able to focus if magsasabay. But it's your discarte, ah. Kung for example, I have three clients as of the moment, and one is full time, the rest are part time. So it depends on how you will negotiate to your client. Na hey, I won't be able. So those other part times lang, or part timers, basically yung isa 3 hours lang, yung isa 5 hours lang. So ganun.
Sabi, natutulog ka daw, ka pa daw po ba, Miss Christine?
That's a good question. I'm working 20 hours every day. Para sa mga pangarap natin.
Yeah.
Yes, 4 hours po. Natutulog pa.
Natutulog pa naman daw, guys. And last question before you proceed is, where did you get direct clients aside from Upwork and online jobs page?
So yun, onlinejobs.ph and Facebook for
Very
real estate clients.
All right.
Yeah, both for Australian yun na and US.
Okay.
Okay na. So next slide. Okay, ito na yung exciting part. So yan po, recently lang, 5 months ago, May, I was able to get a car loan. It's still a loan.
Zero down payment. Ayan guys, sa ulitin namin, it's a car loan. Kasi baka mamaya isipin na naman, ayoko lang na parang maisip ng mga tao na freelancer, kaya ang daming investment, ang daming nabibili, di ba? And nakita, narinig nyo naman, it's 20 hours of work per day. Guys, please, huwag nyo masyadong isipin na pag freelancer, madaming pera, tapos nakahiga lang at nakahilata, okay? So, 20 hours, okay? Alright, sige, kwento mo sa amin naman itong car banking loan.
Totoo yan. And syempre, hindi rin talaga madaling kalaban ang puyat. And also, may kids ka, nag-aaral na sila, face-to-face na din ngayon. So, iyo, tulungan lang talaga mag-asawa. May
Oh.
nag-aaral ka na ba na anak? Kasi parang magkakasing edad lang yung mga babies natin.
My babies are 4 and 2, pero si ate namin parang ipapasok na namin sila. Gusto kasi ni ayaw ni daddy nang ilalabas. So gusto niya homeschool lang. So kukuha kami ng teacher dito. Actually, that's my question for you. May yaya ba kayo?
Kumuha lang ako ng yaya this last few months, ano na ba ngayon, October, September. Pero yung nakuha ko, bata pa siya. And I like her, to be honest. Kasi gusto ko nakafocus lang siya sa mga bata, sa mga anak ko. Pero yes, pero before, wala, never. Ito yung first ever nakasama namin kasi yun nga, nag-school na sila. Kaya mahihirapan ako at kami, for sure.
There you go. All right, kasi that's my question because I do have a yaya nung simula nung time na dumami yung clients ko. Hindi na talaga ako nakakapag-focus sa mga anak ko. Oh. So, yun sa yan sa mga struggle ko. So, kaya kailangan pag Saturday, Sunday, as much as possible, wala. Lalo pag Sunday, Monday, yan yung time ko sa kanila talaga. Kasi Monday night ulit yung work. Ganon.
Totoo. Yeah, I'm grateful then even though I'm working 20 hours a day, off ko talaga satsan. And
Oo.
that's what I like then for being a real estate virtualist. It's flexible, but most of the clients will require you to work Mondays to Fridays. And you can take the day off satsan.
Ayun. May
So,
question din dito, Ma'am Shi. Sabi nga, nagpa-register ka daw ba sa BIR as a freelancer?
yeah, that's a valid concern. Actually, I've mentioned about ITR earlier dun sa housing loan. I went to BIR kasi there were developers that time asking for ITR and I can't provide kasi no, I'm not paying tax. However, I went to BIR and talked to someone and evaluated me and said, "Oh, ano ka ba? Ano bang business mo?" At ganyan ganyan. Kasi po work from home po ako, tapos yung client ko po abroad. So to make the story short, hindi required tayo magbayad kasi we're not locally employed. ang required magbayad is yung client abroad. Kasi they own the business and they are really required. Kasi it's not my business eh. I'm not a business owner. I'm working remotely. So, sila, yung mga clients yung nagbabayad ng tax. Sa bansa nila, not in the Philippines.
Yeah. And I think, siguro, para lang din malinaw sa iba, there are freelancers who are registered sa BIR as a freelancer dito sa Pinas because most of them have local clients. So, for Ms. Christine, it's Australian and US. So, that's the reason why BIR mentioned na hindi naman tayo required to pay taxes. Okay? Alrighty. Thank you, Ms. Christine. Sige, next tayo po.
Ah, okay. Nag-cut ka. Pero okay lang, naririnig na kita. Hmm. So, okay po. Narinig niyo po ako?
Apo, rinig po.
Yun. Yes! Oh, so, depende ha. Kasi may mga virtual assistant and plus, ano, parang agency owners din sila. So, depende talaga sa situation. But in my case, I'm working remotely. So, yeah. And also, this bank car loan, just to continue my story about getting the car loan, they didn't ask me talaga to provide ITR. They asked me for my TIN number. You should have your own TIN number. And I'm sure naman if you work in the corporate before, you already have that. So you just have to provide it to them kasi they need that. So yes, zero down payment siya. So wala ko nilabas na kahit anong pera. And wala din po akong co-maker for that Montero Sports na kotse.
Anong kailangan?
TIN number to be able to apply for a car loan kasi ako sa totoo lang yung agent I have an agent dun sa dealership talaga so it's in Mitsubishi Lipa tapos yung agent nakilala ko lang Facebook so again na medyo risky talaga yung work natin because we're transactioning online and most of the time parang online na lang talaga. So you have to be very, very careful in talking to someone na hindi mo talaga kilala and nakilala mo lang online to avoid, you know, being scammed. So medyo, ano tayo, ingat lang tayo. Pero that's what I did. I talked to the agent. Alam niyo yung mga advertisements sa Facebook na lumalabas?
Yeah, like, uh-oh.
Parang paid, ano, ads. So yon. Si agent, nag-ask ako sa kanya, we were planning to get expander lang and hindi ako in a rush. I just want to try and check if I can be approved. So yun, si agent, helpful naman siya. We actually pass all the requirements to him. So ito lang yun ah. The form na finilapan ko, tas pinicturan ko lang. May form din siya na siya yung nagsulat. So I gave him all the information. Before you give guys ha, make sure na legit yung agent. It's very important to do some investigation na check the Facebook, try to call, and you know, parang basta make sure lang na legit siya. So in my case, legit siya. Awa naman ng Diyos, legit siya. So I did my investigation myself and I was able to give him all the information, my name, the personal information, my work as a freelancer or virtual assistant. Actually, I've learned na kailangan gamitin natin yung word na virtual assistant instead of you know freelancer especially ha pag nasa field ka na employed ka naman sa client mo abroad and you've been working for them for quite a while and regular ka na sa kanila for me yes it's virtual assistant versus freelancer kasi we know freelancer is just project basis minsan no so nag-iiba-iba ka ng client.
Alright. This one ba, sabay-sabay siya sa bahay?
Bahay was 2019. May din. Tapos this one, just this year. 2020. I know! Bahay pala was 2021. And then this car, just this year po. May 2022.
So meaning, now you are paying both of them monthly? Oh yes, my God.
Po. And
oh
I'm still God. Renting. Kasi hindi pa ako nakaka-move in pero hopefully before the year ends makapag-move in na tayo.
Oh my gosh, hi Miss Kat Bulo, sabi niya pwede daw pa-refer sa agent.
Yes, you
sorry.
Christine din po siya, sabi niya, when you apply for a car loan, may minimum ba na amount of savings sa bank para ma-approve?
That's a good question. Actually, I took the risk to apply. Naglakas loob lang ako, pero wala ako savings. Although, okay na yung sahod, pero still, minsan, di ba, may mga pangangailangan tayo, medyo minsan, nagiging maluho tayo. So, to be honest, yung savings na yon hindi siya ganun kalaki. It's just so happened na when they did the CI, kasi these are the process, so you have to talk to the agent. The agent will ask for your requirements. Where are those? The application form na ipapasa nila sa mga banks. Siya na mag-aasikaso nun eh. Tapos, your COE. Again, proof of income. Proof of billing. If you don't have proof of billing like me, kasi my internet nasa pangalan ng asawa ko eh. I don't have any proof of billing. So, barangay clearance tayo.
Mm-mm.
Pag ganon. That's it, I guess. Tapos, pinasa niya sa mga banks. Don't get me wrong, na-decline din ako. So there are like 3 banks na nag-CI sa akin over the phone muna to pre-qualify. So may isang bank na nag-decline, may isa ulit na nag-decline, tapos may isa na nag-approve. I can share, no, kung anong bank 'yon, pwede ba?
Yeah, that's okay.
So BDO hindi ako na-approve kasi I think they focus more on their ano, parang savers or ano tawag doon. Yung may account sa BDO. So my account is only Union Bank. My bank account is only Union Bank.
Okay.
Tapos PS Bank, nag-CI din sila over the phone muna and hindi na sila nag-reply. Ang huli is East West. And East West found maybe after you know, CI na meron capability to pay. Expander pa yun na, ini-evaluate lang ako sa Expander. Expander is like 22,000 per month. And I think you have to have at least times 3 na kukunin mo. For example, ito narinig ko lang pero I'm not sure. Pero sabi nila, if you're getting a car and the car is like, let's say the monthly amortization is 22,000, you have to make sure na may sahod kang triple nun. So more or less 66, 70, ganon. For you to be approved.
Sige po, go.
Tapos, pag hindi kaya, co-maker tayo. So yon, dun pumapasok si co-maker pag kukombine niyo yung sahod niyo. In my case, hindi naman ako hininga ng co-maker kay Expander. So, tuloy-tuloy yung pag-CI nila hanggang sa yes, na-approve tayo ni East West Bank. For car loan. Now, sabi nila, si Expander 2023, that time is May, that was May when I applied for car loan. Eh, ano kasi, parang, ang Expander 2022, phase out na. 2023 na yung lalabas. Eh, July pa. Imagine, yung approval sa bank is only for 1 month. Pag hindi mo yun nagamit at hindi ka nakakuha ng car, magre-re-CI sila. Pero it depends sa case. Like this one, Expander. Hindi mo naman kasalanan eh. Kasi you're ready to get the car eh. And my down payment yon 100,000 mahigit. Ano siya? Ilalabas pa lang ng June. So May, June. Sabi pa ng agent, baka July pa. So sabi ko, ay natagalan. Ang tatagalan pa. Approved na. Parang na-excite lang din kasi kami. First car din namin. So, yan, sa madaling salita, sabi ko, try natin yung Montero, sir. Sabi ko kay agent, magkano ba yan monthly? Tapos sabi niya, may promo kasi kami dyan, ma'am, zero down. Ganito gagawin natin, paparecon natin kay bank. Ibig sabihin, si bank, evaluate niya ulit kung kaya si Montero. So, sa madaling salita, awa ng Diyos, na-approve din tayo kay Montero. Yun nga lang, higher na siya. Higher na yung monthly amortization niya. Tapos zero down pa. So, ginrab ko na yon. Hindi talaga ako nag-down. Kaya medyo mataas-taas tayo dyan monthly.
Magkano daw? May nagtatanong.
Okay lang. No, that's fine po. 32 po. 32,000 monthly siya.
Mami Kat, it's 32K if no spot on down payment.
Tama.
There you go. Alright. Ang galing. Ang daming natutuwa sa ating ano. And I think, is this your mom? It's Mommy Shawnee De La Rosa Dantes.
Apo.
Keep it up, anak. I'm so proud of you. Unti-unti makukuha mo na ang mga pangarap mo with your family. Be safe and healthy always. And God bless you always. Ah, thank you, Mommy, for watching. There you go.
Nak-support talaga mga persons.
Oo. I love it. Diba? Kasi sabi ko nga, lagi sa ate ko, if my mom and my dad is here, siguro lagi nitin nilang pinapanood yung life ko. So, sulitin. Sulitin ng sulitin ang mga
parents. Sorry to ask. Ano po sabi nyo? Pag ko nandito yung mom and dad nyo, nasan po sila?
They are in heaven already.
Oh, both.
Both of them, yes. Actually, that's my ano parang pinaka-down moment was 2020 when three of them ayun, na maalam sa amin. So, but that's okay. We've moved on and actually sila yung naging inspiration kung bakit may Revasis. Kasi gustong-gusto ko mapagod. Alam mo, di ba may mga ganun tayong time na parang gusto mong takbuhan yung lungkot para hindi ka mahabol. Gusto mo na lang gumawa ng kung lahat ng bagay. So, that's the time that I created actually visualized Revasis. And 2020, it was born. And up until now, ayan, nandito na tayo. Diba?
And ayan na, nagiging successful na. And I appreciate you po, no, sharing that. Kasi 2 years pa lang siya. So, sometimes, you know, hindi pa rin natin kaya minsan sabihin or i-share. Kasi, pag naalala, parang
gano'n. Oh, pero, siguro ano kasi, they became my strength. Alam mo, kasi parang kapag may heartbreak ka ngayon or may malungkot na pangyayari, lagi kong iniisip, mas masakit ba to sa nangyari sa akin ng 2020? Pag hindi, ay wala ka sa akin. Hindi kita papalagan. Parang ganon. Ganon siya. Ganon siya for me. So, halimbawa, nasabihan ka na, kasi may mga ganyan tayong client, di ba, na parang sasabihan ka na, for, of course, US, sa mga US clients, I'm not sure for Australian, pero may mga US client ka din naman. Like, they are not super careful when it comes to their words most of the time. So, kapag may mga ganyan, di ba, minsan, lalo kung ano ka, balat sibuyas ka, hurtful na yun sa'yo. Pero for me, kapag iisipin ko lagi, eto bang incident na to, is this more hurtful compared to 2020? Pag hindi, wala ka sa'kin. Diba? So, they became my strength, actually.
Oo. Oh, ay kasagsagan yun ng COVID din, no? So, nakakatawa din. Napaka-strong yun na talaga.
Pero hindi siya COVID. They are not COVID-related silang tatlo. Mm.
Pero kumbaga, yun yung kasagsagan na ang hirap magdala ng pasyente sa hospital. Kasi, alam mo, kasi nasa kasagsagan ng pandemic, we can't tell kung ano madada. So, parang nakakatakot tate.
Actually, I wasn't able to go there when my dad was ano parang cremated. I was only watching through Facebook. Tapos I was able to go to my brother naman during 40 days na. And then sa dad ko talagang hindi ako pinayagan kasi I was breastfeeding that time. So pinapili ako kung anak ko or mag kasi kailangan mo mag 2 weeks na ano, 'di ba? Like, quarantine. So, 2 weeks na mawawalan ng gatas yung anak ko. So, pinapili nila ako that time. Right? So, sabi ko na, maiintindihan ako ng dad ko. And for sure, he's here. Pero alam mo yun, masakit din na, ano na, parang, hanggang kailan ka nila iintindihin? Hanggang sa libingan ba iintindihin ka pa rin nila? Diba? So, kung may mga nanonood, guys, ako talaga, I would really tell you na, ano, cherish your parents. Kasi hanggang ngayon, parang, alam mo yung parang ano, wala sila. Alam mo yung parang hindi na nila nakikita yung success. So, lahat ng ano, pag meron ako sa mga kapatid ko buhos yan. Diba? So, ganun naman. Yun!
Well, achieving these goals din talaga. Yan, sumabay yung taal, pandemic. I was diagnosed with anxiety disorder. Alam mo yung feeling na lagi ka nagpa-palpitate. So, ilang beses ako na-ER, akala ko may heart problem na, akala ko may, basta iba. So, nilabanan ko din yun while working from home, taking care of the kids. Kailangan mo talagang maging malakas kasi buhay ka pa eh. Pagka nagpatalo ka, hindi mo ma-achieve yung plano sa'yo ni Lord. Kasi magpapatalo ka sa depression eh. So, that time din, nagsastruggle ako sa health. Minsan, nag-duty ako. Diba, nakaupo lang tayo eh. Minsan, ang hirap, wala kang kausap. Yung asawa ko, hindi Australian yung client niya. Pag umaga siya, pag gabi, wala akong marinig. Kundi yung kausap ko lang, minsan wala pang sumasagot for, as a cold caller, ba? Diba? So, para akong napapraning that time. Kaya pagkatapos pa ng shift, hindi mo ako mapapatulog. I have to go out para ma-feel ko na nasa mundo pa din ako. Alam mo yun? May araw, may tao. So, struggle ko din talaga siya.
Oh, there you go. Nico also shared, her mom died last 2019, pero parang kahapon lang. Yung feeling mo, andyan lang siya. Oh, thank you, Nico. And then, Jonah has a question for you. Ano daw nationality ang mas mabait? So, since you already have an Australian client and a US client.
Actually, both of them naman are kind. It's just so happened na siguro, for my experience lang ha, kasi I used to work talaga more on American people. Kaya nakuha ko na yung mga ano ugali nila eh. There are people talaga, you have to really know what type of clients you're dealing with eh. There are different personality eh. So, you have to know what type of client is that. Is that a client that's an analytical, introvert, or if you know about those types of characteristic ng personality. But when it comes to handling people, syempre boss natin sila, virtual assistant nila tayo. Pareho silang upfront. Pag gusto nilang sabihin yung gusto nilang sabihin, sasabihin nila sa'yo. Australian is just kinda calm lang ng konti compared sa American. Upfront din si Australian ah. Minsan nga, hindi mo alam, galit na pala siya eh. Kasi the tone of the voice, yung way, no, even chat. Most of the time, it's just more on text eh. Chat, di ba? WhatsApp, Skype. So it's hard sometimes to read. Kasi walang emotions, walang feelings. So it's up to you on how you're going to handle that. Pero if you will hear them talking, more calm lang si Australian. Pero mabait sila. Madaming mababait na American, whether it's black, white, mabait talaga.
There you go. Siguro for me naman, if I'm gonna share, I had Asian, I had Vietnamese, I have Chinese, I have US, I have white, I have Canadian, I have never had Australian, but that's my dream, Australian client. Kaso kasi, I'm not a morning person, so baka hindi talaga siya, sabi ni Lord, no. Makakatulog ka lang na sa umaga. So, no for Australian. But, so, ito na nga. Like what Christine said, kailangan wag lang kayong sensitive. I would say, wag kayong sensitive kasi there are words na normal for them but not normal for us. Like, they will say, you know, I'm calling the customer service and they're so stupid. Stupid for them is normal, and for us, masakit na yun. Stupid na daw ako. Pero hindi. Diba? I had a boss before, tapos sasabihin niya na, she's idiot. May mga ganon. And then, sasabihin ko dun sa sinabihan niya na, ano na, syempre magdadamdam yung VA, ganyan. So I will tell them, you know, hindi naman yun minimin like you are idiot, 'di ba? Parang ano lang siya, minsan term na nila yun, parang gano'n. Kasi I parang minsan nandoon ako sa Zoom, nakasama silang mga investors and realtors and alam mo yun, sinasabi na talaga nila yun sa isa't isa. And sabi ko sa kanila, term nila kasi yun, lagi nilang sinasabi talaga yun para wag lang kayong maging madamdamin. Promise, yun lang yun. And then siguro for me the worst that I've ever had with a client will be Asian. I'm Asian, pero masakit ha, pero like,
not to say, pero totoo.
Vietnamese and Chinese are super, super as in, like, they are very late when it comes to approval. So, paano mo ipopose, hindi pa na-approve, right? Tapos, they are, parang, ibibigay nila sa'yo to, tapos kulang-kulang, tapos ikaw na mag-figure out. Ano na? Diba? Parang gano'n. So, yeah. But it really depends. And I think siguro kailangan nyo lang talaga masanay. At first, it's gonna be hard. But, ano naman siya, super worth it. Ayun. Ayun lang for me. Para lang sa akin. Asian.
But I haven't tried negotiating, no? I mean, doing business with Asian, Chinese, Vietnam. So there are people sa US na may lahi tas nasa real estate business din.
Hmm. Meron.
So far, wala ko na.
Sila, yung mga Vietnamese na naging client ko, they are, namatagal na sila sa US, pero they still work with Vietnamese people. So most of the time talaga, Vietnamese pa rin sila magsalita. Kaya yung English nila not really good. So, kailangan mo talagang intindihin. Like, their grammar is not good. Kaya, kailangan mo, tsaka ano sila, very straightforward sila. Like, you have to ask questions if you don't know the answer. How are we going to, may mga ganyan, oh my God. Tsaka, lagi sila nakasigaw. Alam mo yung mga waray? Di ba pag nag-uusap tayo, tayo galit?
Ay, nagpupo. Ay, nagpupo, pero malalakas pa yung mga boses.
Oo, di ba? Hindi naman kami galit, pero ganun lang kami magsalita. Like, the tone of voice of waray are super loud. Pero usapan lang yon, hindi kami nagsisigaw. Like, Vietnamese like that. Para silang ganun. So, like, isipin nyo yung ganun, how different we are here in the Philippines, ganun din sa ibang bansa. Okay, so yan. I think Vanessa has something to say. Sabi, have you ever received na po ba yung mga incentives from your close clients? Ako kasi 9 months na ako sa cold calling. Wala pa, pero kinikip ako ng clients ko. Iniisip ko tuloy parang keme lang yung commission, pero thankful pa din dahil may hourly. Sige, I will let you answer first.
Yeah, well, to be honest, Vanessa, kasi pag nag-a-apply din ako as a real as a virtual assistant, we're not talking about bonuses eh. I'm more of like the hourly rate. There are clients, real estate clients that will parang proactively tell you, "Oh, this is my offer," or "These are my offer. You have bonuses whenever you have under contract, whenever you have leads, whenever you have closed deals, and this is your hourly rate." But there are clients na they're just more of like letting you know, or kasi whenever you apply, diba, meron na talagang nakalagay na information about the job, your tasks, and also the rate. It's just a matter of maybe being transparent to the client what else you need from him or her when you are in a process of, you know, let's say nag-i-interviewhan pa lang kayo. So in the first place, ang mahalaga lang naman sa atin doon, malinaw yung hourly rate natin, kasi that's what we want. We want a stable income, diba? And if the client offered you, "Oh, this is what you will get pagka meron kang close deal, I'll give you this amount," yan na, and then you got a close deal tas wala pa siyang binibigay, don't be afraid to ask questions. Transparency is very, very important. Whatever the nationality of your client, whatever you are experiencing with the client, ako malakas lang talaga loob ko makipag-usap ng maayos. As long as tama naman yung sinasabi mo and you're in the right place, huwag ka mahiya. So, yun din lagi ko sinasabi sa kanila. Pag foreigner, natatakot na agad sila eh. Although, hindi naman natin sila masisisi, especially newbies. Kasi nga naman, iba tayong makisama sa tao. We're very competitive. We want all the results to be good. Kaya minsan pag napagsasabihan tayo, parang nadadown nga naman tayo. Pero I've learned, you know, from my experiences na transparency is the key. Open communication is the key. Always check your leads. Boss, I'm concerned about this, yada yada. Can you help me check if this already closed? Yan na yan. Parang anuhin mo lang siya. Uy, boss, ano ba? Close na ba yan? Baka naman. Pero wag mo naman to the point na, yun nga, hingin yung bonus. You could ask the client. I'm sorry, is that answered my question? Parang may na-close ba siya na deal tas hindi pa binibigay yung bonus niya?
No, I'm not sure. Vanessa, can you confirm if it was already closed? Parang ganun. Kasi ako din.
Or
parang like, i-monitor mo kung yung progress. Yes po, nahihiya ako kasi sila naman po nag-open na may commission. At least po may idea ko paano sila i-reach out. Yes, that's right. Lalo if you have the address naman, try to ask lang, "Hi, I just wanted to confirm with you the progress for 123 Main Street." Diba? Baka pwedeng sabihin mo na ano, para lang ano, if hindi siya nagre-respond, if a follow back ko or ano ko, follow up ko. Alam mo yun, may mga ganun. Para lang hindi, kasi alam mo, kesa naman sabi mong bekene, man, hindi naman nila maintindihan yun.
How did Vanessa know na close na siya? Sinabi ba ni client niya?
Vanessa, you can unmute, ah. That's okay.
Ah, she's, ano, here in Hello!
Maingay kasi dito po, eh. Labo coaches. Labo coaches. Ano po kasi, na-open talaga nila before pa yung, ano, yung sa interview namin na ganito, back-to-back nga daw yung commission sa mga buyer leads. And then, nung nakaraan po, nagsabi siya na may parang dalawa po ako sa seller. And then, may dalawa din sa buyer. Tapos, wala na po ang update. Kaya nahiya naman akong mag-follow up na ganun. Kasi sila naman po nagsabi na may ano commission.
So, confirm na close siya sellers and buyers. Congratulations.
Ano po, parang sabi niya po, parang 80% positive na mako-close na. Parang ganun.
Pero not confirmed na close na.
Opo, wala pa po. Hindi pa po yun, ano. Hindi, wala pang follow-up kung close na yung deal dun sa seller at sa buyer.
Do you have the address, Vanessa?
Wala po kaming access, eh. Kaming mga cold caller nila, wala.
Okay. O yun lang, siguro. Like, ask for update na lang. Para lang, ano. Hindi naman, ano eh, parang pahapyawan mo lang. Ganon. And for sure naman, you already know your client, di ba? Parang, yes. Alam ko naman yung timpla nila kung good mood or hindi. Alam mo yun?
Yes po. Pero ano naman po sila, mababait. Kaya lang parang when it comes sa commission, parang, tsaka kung, kumbaga, kung gusto nila i-share yung outcome ng mga ano namin, productivity po namin, di ba parang kahit pa paano may access po pa. So parang nag-iisip ako, baka ano lang. Pero okay lang din naman po kasi may hourly naman.
Yeah, okay. Well, sometimes there are clients then I'm not sure on your end, Miss Christine, but sometimes there are clients na ang may access lang is not unless you have an operations manager na Pinoy. Kasi ako during that time, I was the OM. Tapos, binibigyan ko ng update yung mga VAs. Like, ito yung na-close mo. Ay, ito yung na-appointment mo. Nandito na siya. Kung meron naman kayong OM na Pinoy, siguro pwede kayong mag-reach out to her or him.
Wala po.
Ayun. Kay client talaga, diretso.
Apo.
Yeah. How about you, Mr. Yeah.
Apo, that's true talaga. This is also a good thing about working directly to client na medyo malaki na ba yung invest? Ano ba to? Investor or realtor?
Realtor po.
A realtor siya. So basically, pag mga realtor naman, small lang yung business. So konting tao lang yung kailangan. Sometimes wala kang katrabahong Pinoy. Sometimes dalawa kayo, tatlo kayo. Ako, masatutuwa ako sa ganun. Medyo konti lang. Para, alam mo yun, hindi nagsasapawan. At the same time, hindi masyado competitive sa isa't isa. Kasi nga naman, competitive nga tayo mga Pinoy. So you're lucky na. Ikaw lang ba ang VA or may other pa?
Yes.
Oh, yun. I guess naman you were able...
Dalawa po kami na Pinoy.
Yung isa, anong trabaho niya?
Ganun din po. Cold calling din po siya. Dalawa kami. Tapos yung iba po, may tatlo pa kaming realtor. Bali, apat yata sila na pinag-workan namin as a cold caller.
Oh, ang galing ng strategy nila. So, magkakaibigan silang realtor or maybe families, no? Tapos, kayo yung cold caller nila. Ganun. Galing. Pero as long as okay kayo sa offer, hourly rate, tingin nyo hindi naman kayo lugi, okay lang yun. If they will give you bonus, thank you. Diba? Pag hindi, we can't force them kasi. Alam mo yun?
Yes, wala, yun na nga wala, po. Yun na lang din yung, white yata. Ano, yung pinag-usapan. Yes po, ganoon na lang talaga. At least meron.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, but don't be afraid that. Ask mo lang siya. Malay mo, magkaroon ka ng lakas ng loob mamaya or sa Monday. No? Hey boss, ano, ganyan. Bahala ka na kung paano mo i-deliver. Pero if I were you, I could ask na, I remembered you've mentioned about two sellers, properties, and how are they doing now? Are they going to be close? What else I can do to help? Ganyan.
Yes po. Parang gagawa muna ako ng script then for that.
In a way na hindi mo naman papahalata na mo.
Opo.
Okay.
Christine, mayroon pang last question. It's 10. I'm so sorry. Pero ito, sabi ni Jonah, since you have investors and realtors, ano daw mas maganda na client for you?
For me, actually, both. It's just so happened na sometimes yung investor clients are group of investors. Medyo malaki na yung company nila. And at the same time, yan, magkakaroon ka na ng madaming mga katrabaho doon. Medyo mabilis ang closing doon. Sa totoo lang, if they offer commissions and hourly rate mo fix, okay yon. And most of the time, your job is to cold call, prospecting. If they will give you another job, yeah, you can be like a transaction coordinator, you know, disposition, ganyan. But my experience in working with investors are more into cold calling talaga. So I'm more into prospecting and acquisition. So call pa rin siya, pero it's more of negotiation. Medyo marami at medyo mahirap lang yung pagiging acquisition officer because you really have to make sure na you're not wasting that deal, that lead, because it underwent already pre-qualifying, nandun na kayo sa point na kukunin mo na lang yung loob niya to make a deal with you. So that's very challenging. For realtor side naman, it's not that pressure kasi it's more of prospecting then. You help your client to get leads, and number one strategy for them is cold calling. They also have strategy for social media, yan mga SMM. Also, when it comes to admin tasks and works, more on running comms, yung MLS, yun lang. So for me, both, pero mas okay ako sa mga realtors madalas.
Para mas konti. There you go. All right. I'm so sorry na lumagpas kami. Lumagpas-silent tayo.
Pero okay lang!
Thank you, Christine, for joining us today. And thank you, everybody, who joined us here live sa Zoom and sa Facebook. I hope madami kayo natutunan. For sure, dun kami madami natutunan sa paano kami kukuha ng bahay at ng car.
Mas marami nang may inspire mag-work from home ngayon. Yay! Kuha na din kayo. Na-approve tayo, mga virtual assistant.
There you go. Anything that you would like to say to our, you know, viewers?
Yeah, before we end this, I really do appreciate you guys, you know, tuning in, staying with us, and, you know, listening to my story. And also, you know, I hope na marami tayong na-inspire, and that's our goal naman talaga, to inspire people. So this is the last slide that I have, actually. Perfect lang sa timing. So this is the house already. It's being built. So natupad na natin yung pangarap natin. What we will just do is to continue working hard and, you know, achieving our goal. Sabi nga dito, learn as if you will live forever. Live like you will die tomorrow. Hindi ko naman sinasabi, i-rush nyo. It will take one step at a time. But why not start now, diba?
There you go. Thank you, Miss Christine. And thank you so much, everybody. Have a great day.
You have been listening to RevoPod, the home of real estate virtual assistants. This has been your host, Alyssa. And if you enjoy the RevoPod episode for today, we'd love for you to follow us on Spotify. Thank you, and see you on the next episode. Bye.